A63, number 25A.
We come to the next assignment of text interpretation. We have taken that question on page 493. Question, will you explain sickness and show how it is to be healed? And then comes the answer. Who has seen an answer? I guess it is a very important question that everybody has. Will you explain sickness? Very interesting. Further, show how it is to be healed. It's nearly asking a question that covers the whole textbook. And therefore, to have in a nutshell an answer may be quite interesting to know. Is somebody here who can tell me the layout and what it means, each part? So that we just know if we can start with something or if we have to start right with reading. One part of the time.
Yeah.
Which part would you like to take? Yes, you take the first part. Yeah, all right. Can you give me the layout if you have one?
493 to 21, mind. 22 to 27, spirit. 28. 494, four, soul. 5 to 14, principle. 15 to 29, life. 30 to page 495, 13, truth. 14 to 24, love.
Yes.
I almost agree.
Gee,
what is it? Yes. Bill, what is the almost?
I have a slight difference.
Yeah? What is your difference?
493, 11 to 16. 493, 17.
You mean?
Not for mine.
For mine to 16?
Yeah. Then for spirit, 493, 17 to 27. And for soul, 493, 28 to 4. And for 494, 5 to 14, principle.
Yeah.
And for life, 494, 15 to 24. Okay, and for truth, 494, 25 to 13, next page. And for love, 495, 14 to 24.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else? Somebody else who has another layout? Yeah?
9, 493, 17.
Yeah?
2, 9, 21. 22. 22. And 6, 22. And 1, 27.
Starting
soul, 28, line 4 on page
494. Yeah. And I've got 2 paragraphs of principle.
Mm-hmm. Starting from line 5 to line 25.
24.
24. Life starting at line 25. One paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to 29.
Truth at line 30 on 494. Finishing is on line 13 at 495.
Yeah.
And the rest
now. Yeah. So the rest yeah, the rest practically is the same as Emma, huh? From somewhere from life, truth and love, huh? Yes. Life 2, 29, yes. You only start somewhere else and yeah. Somebody else? Oh, exactly. And so spirit runs with you also to line 27. Yeah? And then soul, you have until 4, then principle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it seems that on some parts we have quite an agreement. So it looks as this exercise was not so difficult. Shall we read it together? So the question, will you explain sickness and show how it is to be healed? Answer, the method of Christian Science mind healing is touched upon in a previous chapter entitled Christian Science Practice. Is that an answer to the question? No. So I think Cecil was right to feel, or also you, friend, huh? That apparently this is just an introductory paragraph which does not actually answer it. A full answer to the above question involves teaching, which enables the healer to demonstrate and prove for himself the principle and the rule of Christian Science of metaphysical healing. So you really can take that as an introductory paragraph saying that actually this question demands a much bigger answer than what you can give right on a few pages, and indicates where you find the answer in the chapter on Christian Science Practice, and that really a full answer would involve much more, namely to involve teaching, which enables to demonstrate it, and so on. So I feel this is right, that we cannot consider this first paragraph as belonging to an answer to the question, but an indication that it would really demand a bigger answer. So actually, she begins only the answer with line 17. And here we have a few that say it goes until line 21, the others to line 21, yes. Oh yes, one had the introduction as mind. I think this is not quite true or quite good. And then others have that it goes until 21. Yes, both have 21. And you too, friend, you have also had mind go to 21. Or, no, all right, 21, 22. We will be very generous. One line more or less, yes. All right. Mind must be found superior to all the beliefs of the five corporeal senses and able to destroy all ills. So this must be considered as an answer. What is the answer to the question? So the first statement or the first point she would make is that we would have to find that mind is much bigger, is far superior to sickness, whatever that sickness is, and therefore able to destroy it. So we find as an indication that we have to turn to the divine mind, and that in divine mind is really the solution for healing the sick. Then she explains what sickness is. Would you explain sickness? Sickness is a belief which must be annihilated by the divine mind. Thinks this is a very good tone to show an answer to the question. It explains what sickness is and says, you know, sickness is actually nothing else but a belief. See, she always brings it first back to a belief. Say, it isn't something, it isn't a reality. And which must be annihilated by the divine mind, that which deals with the belief is divine mind. So we have a very short explanation. You heal sickness through divine mind. Why? And in between that statement must be an explanation, because sickness is a belief, and the belief can be corrected through mind. Therefore, mind can heal the sickness. We must see that, because else we just say mind heals sickness, and everybody thinks, how on earth can that be done? And it would be a mystery, really, how that could be done. How on earth can divine mind heal a sickness which is material and which you can feel on the body? So you must first really explain what sickness is. Say, well, sickness is not sickness. Sickness is actually belief. Sickness is not sickness. That's one great point that naturally we'll see next week when we take the chapter on Christian Science practice, that this is the main point always to see that every sickness is mental and not something that exists as an entity in being. So only then, when we reduce it to belief, we can handle it through the divine mind, because everybody can see that the belief can be handled through the divine mind by replacing the belief with divine mind. That's very simple. So in this way, we really find an explanation that is logical. Disease is an experience of so-called mortal mind. Again, she shows what is really the cause of sickness. Can you explain me what is sickness? She says, yes, it is mortal mind. It is a fear made manifest on the body. Again, she takes now a facet of mortal mind here as fear. Later on we will see, she can also say it is ignorance or it is sin, but it's always a mortal mind belief. So it is fear made manifest on the body. We have again an explanation. What is sickness? You see? She gives various explanations, but they all have the same tonality. It is, sickness is a belief, sickness is from mortal mind, sickness is fear made manifest. So you have three times a reduction to a mental state, to a state of belief. Yeah. So some have here a break. Christian Science takes away this physical sense of discord, just as it removes any other sense of moral or mental inharmony. Why did you feel that that is already spirit? Has it already a tone of spirit in it that it can remove mental inharmony? Separating out. Uh-huh. Is it not also an explanation what sickness is? That sickness is a mental condition. You can also argue that way a bit. Either way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, huh? Something seems to change. Yeah. Well, let's see what changes. If this is spirit, and if this is spirit, and you say the tone of spirit is to separate or take away, then naturally the following explanation on spirit must also have that tonality, or it isn't quite pure. So let's see if that taking away is the subject here, or if it's something else. That man is material, and that matter suffers, this proposition can only seem real and natural in illusion. Any sense of soul in matter
is not the reality of being. Has it still the sense that it has a separation process? Huh?
Another tone of spirit.
Another tone of spirit, oh. Well, usually she doesn't do that, huh? Well, I don't mind. I don't mind. But I take it as explaining method, huh? I'm not quarreling about that sentence. I just would ask how you judge something, because I too, when I look into my notes, my earlier notes, you know, I make color pencil marks, and then when I feel they are not right, I try to rub them out, but they never really go out properly, you know, when you just color mark. And so I see I was struggling around that that part too. So it isn't a question, am I right or not? The question is, how can we find a criteria for our own findings? So we must say, if she takes up a new subject, we must be able to define that subject, and then the tone of that subject would have to be consistent. So if it's a subject of separating, then she should give that whole sense of separating. Yeah?
When
we've done the other sections of the other questions that we did, and right now at this particular
point, it seems to me that she starts changing
when she comes to the end. Is that?
She starts changing when she comes to the end. To the end of what? Here, you've got this question on this particular sentence.
Yeah.
She's come to the end of where she's talking about mind.
Yes.
And then she starts changing it, and she's changing over the spirit, and there's something at the end that telegraphs what she's going into next.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's very often the case, yes. Yes, yes. So what she's going to telegraph here?
I don't know.
That would have been interesting to know, yes. All right. Well, we just go and can see that at least when we come to 24, we feel that here she's no more defining from where sickness comes from, what is the cause of sickness. Now she would say that man is material. You hear at once a different tonality that she feels now. Is sickness material or is man material? That man is material, and that matter suffers. You see, matter suffers, that's sickness. If matter suffers, we say it's sick. I think that's usually the sign, the symptom. These propositions can only seem real and natural in illusion. Any sense of soul in matter is not the reality of being. Wouldn't you feel that the main tone is on the point of what is real, what is seemingly real? That she tries to show that material disease is not real, that it was only elusive? I think she would take up that kind of reasoning. So many have left here spirit, and they've started with soul, with point 4, huh? With 28 to 4. Here, if Jesus awakened Lazarus from the dream illusion of death, this proved that the Christ could improve on a false sense. What would that mean? Why did you take this as soul?
My reason. I wanted to make sure I was in soul by the next page. It seemed to me one thing.
Yes. It means we have to read on. Yeah? Who dares to doubt this consummate test of the power and willingness of divine mind to hold man forever intact in his perfect state and to govern man's entire action? Yes? What is that tone here? Is that, do I have to go on further? Or is that already indicating something?
I think that's still going at the end of the sentence.
I have to go on? Jeez, you mean I have to go on reading?
I would have said yes.
Yes. Jesus said, destroy this temple or body, and in 3 days I, mind, will raise it up. And he did this for tired humanity's reassurance. That's most at this as soul. Why do you feel that this is soul?
The opposite of the body. It starts with Nazareth losing his body, as it were.
Sense of resurrection, unchanging identity. Yes? Soul? Yes? Well, all right, then you would have to say that soul here would do what? That soul would give a resurrecting sense. What then was spirit? But then, how did you then explain the tone of spirit? Yes? Yes? If we have this as soul, what then was the subject of spirit? We had mind, and said in mind, we explain sickness by saying it's only a belief, and that it is only the experience of mortal mind, and therefore that divine mind can destroy this sickness. That's mind. What then is spirit?
That matter wasn't real.
That matter wasn't real? Yeah. Yeah. All right, then you can take it that way and say, therefore, disease is not a reality. Disease is material, just like man, and that is not the reality. All right, you can take it that way. Then you come to soul, which would say what as a next step?
Even if the false sense seems real, the soul can prove that identity is unchanging, and man is intact.
Yes.
And if it seems the false sense to be real, resurrected.
Yeah. All right. So we go on. You have then usually starting here with principle, and some had principle to 14, some had it to 24, huh? 24. So there apparently is another discrepancy. Let's see what the subject says. Is it not the species of infidelity to believe that so great a work as the Messiah's was done for himself or for God, who needed no help from Jesus' example to preserve the eternal harmony? It's a question. It's always very difficult to get out of a question and answer, because one never knows if she asks a question if she means yes or no. She says, but mortals did need this help. So she says, actually, God didn't need this help. Jesus didn't really need this help. But mortals did need this help. And Jesus pointed out appointed the way for them. And then you have that crucial sentence, divine love has always met and always will meet every human need. Yeah? Is that love now? No, but she says so. Not the whole thing. All right, then we have to read on. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. It's very difficult. Huh? What is the tone? Is this not the tone of love? Not quite, huh? I just see shaking of heads, huh? Yes?
All of that from 493.28 right down to where you read is spirit.
Oh, that's all spirit. Uh-huh. Why dost thou think so?
Oh! Well, you have the resurrection, and isn't that, haven't you told us that that is a part of the tone or the point of spirit?
I never told that. No. Never in my life. Not since 40 years. I may have told you that about 50 years ago, but not since 40 years. No. Do you have resurrection as what? An idea of what? Definitely of soul. Why is it soul? Resurrection. Why is resurrection an idea of soul?
Unchangeable identity.